Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
Stand by for action.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What I do on this show doesn't matter. My legacy is cemented. I'm good with the listeners. They adore me. And what I say doesn't matter.
Jeff Lutz.
All you do is make it about you. During the show, I want to be available and accessible.
Excellent. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, a Monday edition here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you with us. Max Power producing and engineering the show. 869-1240, the phone number. Trying to get the show booked this week. Got some feelers out, but it hasn't been a fruitful morning in terms of getting responses.
I hate when that
happens. We'll have Bernie Miklas on this show Wednesday.
Why?
My St. Louis friend. Huh?
Do we need that?
I do need that.
I won't be here, so it doesn't matter.
I do need that.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
There are many Cardinals fans.
There are five.
Around here.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know any of them.
Many more than the Guardians.
I know more Guardians fans than I know Cardinals fans.
Name three Guardians fans. I know you can get two.
Bob Getz.
Oh, name four.
Stan Finger.
Yeah, that's two.
Scott Griffiths, obviously.
And who else?
And Mr. Ebersol.
Mr. Ebersol?
Yeah, my friend Wyatt Ebersol's dad apparently is a Guardians fan.
Who's Wyatt Ebersol?
I work with him at the Wind Surge.
Why isn't he a friend of mine?
Because he's like 20. He's an up-and-coming member of the Wichita State Athletic Department. I think he might be 22.
Well, good for him.
He's a wonderful kid,
and... I just made the decision that I'm going to drop Twitter after the show today.
Really? That's it? Why do you need it during the show today?
I don't know why. I don't know what I'm doing. I just feel I've felt this way for a while now. Like I got to get rid of this. It consumes too much of my time and attention.
Of course.
And it just leads to... I wouldn't say unhappiness, but it leads to stress.
Anxiety, stress.
So what I've given my Twitter followers, the many Twitter followers.
Where are they going
to
go?
I've given them a moment to say their goodbyes.
I'm sure they'll line up for that.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? That's a great question.
I've already gotten two people.
You have? Well, they haven't said anything.
No,
though.
They've just liked the post, but that...
What they're
saying, in essence, is...
I'm glad you're leaving?
No, what they're saying is, we're going to miss you, man.
By the way, we talked about...
I wonder if some of them will drop it. You sort of dropped it, although you lurk.
I have a Guardians account, I don't have it on my phone. I have it on a computer. That's it. I don't have a computer at home.
And how much of that is just Guardians?
All of it.
How do you make that happen?
I just follow Guardians people and talk Guardians. But I don't even like that.
Why?
Because a lot of fans are dumb. So I got off that, except occasionally at work, I'll look at it.
Why can't you just follow the smart fans? And don't you want to follow the journalists who cover the Guardians?
Yeah, but I can get that stuff off the internet somewhere. I can go to the...
But if you just follow them, why wouldn't that be a good idea? What if I just follow?
Because I want to...
How do you get rid of this for you thing?
You just click following instead.
Huh?
You click following instead.
But I want to get rid of it altogether. I don't want it there.
What's happening here?
I don't want it there. You understand what I'm saying?
I sure don't. I'm angry, though.
Jeff, quit worrying about the game.
Oh, stop it.
Seriously.
No, I'm not going to quit worrying about the game.
They got a bad picture right now. They'll fix it.
Okay? Well, don't tell me to stop worrying about the game. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You should have gotten another host today. This is not going to be pleasant. You're a psycho. And
well, I mean, let's be real for a minute.
What do you mean, let's be... We've had the picture go out on both TBS and True TV.
Can you check other channels?
You think I instigated that?
No, I don't think it's your fault, but I'm not happy about it. Are there other channels that are working?
What do you mean, other channels that are working?
You know, there are more than two channels on DirecTV.
None of the ones that have this game are currently functioning.
Right, so I want to know if it's a TV issue or if it's the channels. So can we check a different channel?
Well, of course it's a TBS issue. That's obvious.
Fine.
Good grief.
My goodness.
Jeff, you can live without the game.
It's bad luck to miss the first pitch.
Really?
That's bad luck, and it's bad juju. And it was a swinging...
But it's good luck for Detroit?
No, it's bad luck for me to miss the first pitch of a game. Last time that happened, it was a leadoff home run by Johnny Gomes, year 2004.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sure the folks at Turner Sports are working on this.
Well, they sure better be.
But right now, we've got a jumbled picture that you can't really make out anything. There's a beautiful picture of the lower third.
Yeah.
No motion.
I wouldn't say beautiful.
Well, you can see clearly.
There's one out.
Matthew Boyd's pants and cleats.
I don't know.
We'll see if they get it back.
Yeah, I'm not blaming you. I don't know what that was all about. But I would like the... I don't like missing the first pitch.
Well, just keep it together. You've already missed the first pitch.
Well, again.
So if you think that's bad luck, then you're not in a good... It doesn't look good for you.
Correct. I would completely agree with that sentiment. It does not look good for me.
Austin says he's getting it on YouTube TV.
Well, guess what, Austin? I don't have YouTube TV. I do have Sling, though, so I could probably go over to that.
So I don't know what's going on, but we're getting all the other channels just fine.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Looks like I'm getting the ESPN's coming through loud and clear.
I'm getting it on Sling.
The USA Network looks beautiful.
Yeah, so maybe it is your fault.
It's on in
maybe
here, Bob.
Max has it on there. I don't know. I don't know what's
There's
going on.
There's a conspiracy. That's suspect at best.
Let's see if TNT is working. No.
Is it this group of channels? Try a different...
No, it's Turner.
Try a different
non-local
channel. I'm
not getting TNT, TBS, or True TV.
Okay, we'll turn it to ESPN or something.
I just did.
And it's on?
Yeah. No, the game's not on.
I know, but the station's on.
Of course it is.
Oh, good for ESPN.
Everything's beautiful. So that leads me to think it's some kind of a Turner issue.
I don't know. If the game's on everywhere else...
What do you mean if the game's on everywhere?
Like, I got it on Sling. Max has it on Cox. The other guy has it on YouTube.
I don't know what to tell you. You're just going to have to be patient.
Well, I'm watching the game.
I don't know what's going on here with channel 208 that I normally get.
Yeah, see, I think it might be an issue with your DirecTV situation.
And ESPN 2 is not coming through.
Unbelievable.
So I don't know what's going on. But there's nothing I can do about it. I'm getting the NFL Network, or am I? There it is.
Bizarre.
Let's see if the MLB Network is still working for me. There it is. I feel bad. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do either. I'm in a bad place, but let's talk about something else.
Well, I don't want to talk about something else.
Matt Boyd all of a sudden can't throw strikes.
Well, I hope this you're going to blame being over here.
No, I'm not.
It's trying to get... there it is. It's back.
Finally.
All right, I feel better.
Me too. Missed the first pitch, but what are you going to do? We lose 9-0.
My friend D, at DJ Otis, brings up a good point. If I drop Twitter, how am I going to post results from the Bob and Jeff draft?
We haven't had a Bob and Jeff draft in months.
But that's a good point.
That's a fair point, but is that enough for you?
I think I have to unfollow everyone. I don't know. But it's this for you thing that Elon Musk stuck us with.
Well, if you
it's
only
just pure propaganda.
Well, if you only follow Cardinals accounts, the only for you will be Cardinals stuff.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, because all the for you stuff I get is pretty much Guardian stuff from the dumb fans.
Well, I'm going to try that, but I apologize to all of you whom I followed on this application. But it will only be Cardinals people from here on out.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
I don't know. A lot of people,
I would appreciate you still following me, of course.
A lot of people are going to be upset about that.
Well, would they still follow me, do you think?
No.
If I drop them, will they drop me?
Some of them will, of course.
Well, I don't know what to do. It's a quandary.
Nobody's on Twitter anymore.
Nobody engages in Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody. It's a nothing app. To nothing platform.
I'm getting more engagement by threatening to leave than anything I've ever done.
There's a lot of folks. What was your post?
Most
exactly?
People are wanting, seem to be expressing their approval of me leaving Twitter.
Maybe you can read your post verbatim.
I'm dropping this platform today. It's not useful to for me any longer. It's become so hateful and there's so much misinformation. Elon Musk is a joke. Well, you think that'll get back to Elon?
Probably.
I'd like to.
Well, Guardians are out of the first.
I am thankful for what this social media site used to be, but it ain't that. One more hour here. Thoughts?
Well, we'll see if you follow through on that or if you delete that post and act like nothing ever happened or was said.
Won't that be misinformation if I were to do that? Wouldn't I just be following into the cesspool of Twitter?
So, yeah, you have to think about that.
I don't want to be disingenuous.
What? I heard you.
No,
I
this
heard
is not
you.
How we're going to do
this. I don't want
to
be disingenuous.
If you don't want to do the show on a day the Guardians play, get someone
That's
else to do
it. Also bad luck. It's bad luck to skip.
But I'm not going to have you here.
Bad luck to skip work for a game.
I'm not going to.
You'd be the exact same way.
I would not.
Oh, please.
I've had more playoffs than you can
shake a stick
at.
I can't get you to focus on the show when it's Cardinals Mariners on August 8th.
Bull. I focus on this show between 2 and 4 every day I'm
what?
On.
Now you're now that's
No, I am being on.
Now that's some misinformation.
I don't let myself get distracted. It's unprofessional.
Who's texted
I'm not about
you last?
Unprofessional.
I'm not distracted.
Just not what I do.
Your television. Oof.
What about my television?
It brought some bad vibes into this room.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Hopefully things get better. But trust me, I'm not here to be distracted.
That's great.
I'm here
I
to
don't
talk
believe
about,
you, but that's great.
I'm here to talk about things.
Well, let's
and
talk
one of
about
the things I
stuff.
Want to talk about we'll take up at 3:25 after our next break. And I want to talk about this quite a bit this week. What's happened to the KU football program?
I don't know.
This is the biggest story we've had in this state in a while. Because they were primed, or so we were given the notion
to believe,
that they were primed to break through.
It seemed like they broke through last year and were just primed to take another step.
No, they were primed to break through as a conference champion.
I know, but they're really, like, relevance began last year.
No, we thought, not conference champion relevance.
Well, that's different. If we're talking about a four-team playoff, then Kansas wouldn't have been mentioned even this year.
But I know we're talking about a conference champion.
Mm.
And they were mentioned right there with Utah, K-State, Oklahoma State, which has fallen completely.
Really? I hadn't flat. Seen that. That's weird.
No, they're having a terrible stretch right now. Their running backs out. They're just not. West Virginia went to Stillwater and just manhandled Oklahoma State. But Kansas lost at Arizona State. And I'll be frank, I don't know where I see a win with for them.
All these games are games that come down to the fourth quarter. It seems like they're winning most of these games fairly late. They give it away. Jalen Daniels hasn't been. I think he played pretty well, relatively speaking, on Saturday. That was a late start, so I kind of just followed it. But he played better, and their running backs are still good. I don't know. It is strange what's happened to that program.
They're 1-5.
Yes, with basically no real wins. They beat Lindenwood.
Yeah, I mean, they've been terrible. And they have a steadily improving Houston this week. Now, that guy, Willie Fritz, can coach. They have Houston, K-State, Iowa State, BYU, Colorado, Baylor. I can see only two even potential wins.
Houston
there.
And what's the other one?
Houston and Baylor.
Mm. Baylor's
but
tough.
By that time.
Baylor's hanging with good teams.
But by that, oh, Scuba looks sharp.
I saw the by pitch. That, calm down.
What do you mean? I just
swing
making
the bat,
a comment.
Juan.
I'm just making a comment.
Fantastic. He's faced one batter.
Yeah, your guy that never strikes out struck out.
Looking, which is just, we can't be doing that.
Well, I'm sorry, but this guy is legit. 97 up in the zone. Your
I know
guy,
he's good, and I know how. Just stop.
You're going to have trouble.
We'll see.
Anyway, we'll talk more KU later in the week, we hope. And we'll be back. We'll take a break right now. Return. You're listening to Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy.
Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Our friend KU Pat is holding, and boy, Pat, I got to feel like you may be even more mystified than we are about what's going on with KU football.
Well, I'm mystified, but I think I can pinpoint something I've been calling for about 2 years. Brian Borland, the defensive coordinator, should be fired. There is no way another team, five straight games, has given up a touchdown in the last 1 minute of the first half. And in all five of these losses, all KU's defense needed was one stop late in the game. And I knew when KU scored with about 2 minutes to go, to go up by three, everybody on the message board, and Clyde, we all knew it. We scored too quickly because this defense can't stop anybody. And Brian Borland needs to go, and Lance better wake up. He seems to be the only one that has not come to this conclusion. But I'm going to tell you.
Well, let me ask you this. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say was, I was there through the god-awful years. I would much rather lose 48-0 than the way they've lost these five games. It is I'm frustrated, but I'm more angry than anything else. And
okay, let me ask you this. You mentioned the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, new to that position this year, has also been under fire. What does that say about Lance Leipold? And where are KU fans with him at this moment? Because this is one of the most unexpected seasons I can ever remember. Nobody thought this was going to happen.
No. And look, did I think they were going to win the Big 12? No. But there's no reason to believe they won 9 games last year. Have everybody back, and you know Daniels has not been good. He was better Saturday, but this now I'm starting to wonder: were the last 2 years a fluke? Is Leipold not the coach I thought? And I don't want to give up on him, although I'm telling you there are a lot of KU fans calling for him to be fired, which is absurd. But how do you go from 9-4 to maybe 1-11? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Well, I appreciate it, Pat. Thanks for the call. KU Pat's always gonna tell it like it is. It's a roller coaster ride. I mean, I just there's really no sensible explanation. Jaden Daniels has not been very good. Jalen Daniels. I got Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's been very good.
Yes.
So that's why you can
you
have
love
this.
It. You love it when you catch me in a mistake.
No, I'm just saying that's the
I
way.
I knew the minute it came out, there's Jeff.
That's the mnemonic device you can use. One of them is good. The other one isn't.
What do you mean?
That's how you keep them apart. When I say Jalen, bad, Jaden, good.
Well, I feel bad. Jalen Thompson looked like an all-world kind of guy.
Jalen Daniels.
Jalen Thompson.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he covers the Royals for the Star, so he's good.
nobody ever said my brain is completely wired without any problems, right?
You did say you were smarter than me earlier.
Well, I am smarter. I got so many things working at once.
Yeah, don't be distracted, though.
But some things are going to come out poorly.
You think that's what it is?
Why do you keep looking at your phone?
Because it's ahead of the game,
Who
and
cares?
I don't like watching us pitch
Who cares?
I care.
Put your phone down.
Do you understand? You've been a baseball fan. You act like this is some new thing. Oh, you want to know what happens in the playoffs of your favorite team? Wow, Jeff, I can't believe that.
Enjoy it as it unfolds.
I do on offense, not on pitching.
My goodness, it's just a game.
I've never heard a bigger lie.
Well, it is. It's just a game.
No, it's not.
Everybody in that ballpark will go home tonight and live their life.
No. A lot of them will feel deep emotions about what they just witnessed.
Sure, in the moment.
No, and today and tomorrow.
Really?
Yes. God, you act like you... This isn't you. I'm not even talking to you.
Uh-oh, that ball was hit. But caught. And there we go. We go to the bottom of the second.
Thank you.
Did you know that was happening?
No.
Thank you. It's really bad when you try to cheat.
I don't like
watching
us.
Let's watch the ball game.
You know, when they're batting, we can't score runs, right? So when we're batting, only we can score runs.
Have you gone into the kitchen to see the remodeling?
Not yet, but maybe I will after this game.
Well, maybe after the show I'll take you in there.
No, the game
I think the guys are leaving here shortly. They've got some of the cabinets put in, and we've picked out some colors for the wall and the trim.
This is week two or three?
It's just an ongoing situation. This is week three.
It's going by pretty fast.
This is week three. We hope to get started on some countertops later in the week.
It's exciting.
But we'll see.
I hope to have my air conditioning fixed by the end of the
week. I don't get excited about air conditioning.
Well, you should when it's been 90 degrees. Although we figured it out. We got a little wall unit that we put in. It's been beautiful.
Well, you just go out on the front porch and enjoy it.
Not when it's hot.
You got shade.
A little bit. Our house is in the shade.
It's not that hot in the shade.
I understand, but it's still hot.
Not that hot. It really isn't. What do you expect in the... I know you're going to give me the stock answer here. What do you expect in the Reagans-Rodon matchup tonight?
What do you think the stock answer is?
I don't care. The Guardians are playing.
That's the stock answer?
Yeah, that's the stock answer.
I actually think the Royals will win tonight.
Well, they very easily could have won the other night.
They could have. Maybe.
Tell me this.
Maybe even should have.
You've got instant replay, right?
Sure.
How in the world was Jazz Chisholm?
Yes.
How in the world was he not called out?
I don't know.
Well, no, tell me.
I don't know. I've seen.
And I'm not going to say that one play cost them the game.
Would have helped.
But it sure didn't help them.
Right. Any play could cost you the
game. There were many things that happened in the game that led to the result, obviously. But I'm going to tell you right now. If you're looking at that play was clear.
Yeah, I know.
After instant replay.
I don't subscribe to the thing, well, there's many other plays. No, if one play costs you the game, then that play costs you the game. Doesn't really matter what happened before, during, after. If that's the play that the game's outcome, the tipping point, so to speak, then you should call it that.
Well, that's how I feel about it. I watched with no emotion. I'm watching all these games with very little emotion. No offense.
No, that's you.
You wouldn't be watching the Cardinals with any
emotion. Yeah, but I would understand that you'd be gripping, and I would respect that.
I don't grip anymore.
Oh, that's not even close to true.
I just enjoy the ball game. Get me a nice cold drink and a bag of peanuts and sit and watch the game.
You don't do either of those things.
Well, I do.
While watching the game.
I had a bag of peanuts last week.
You still on your peanuts kick?
Yes, sir. I love them.
That's
salted in the shell. They're probably terrible for you, but...
Well, that's odd.
Are they odd?
I don't know anyone to just eat peanuts at home. I think you're the first person to ever do that.
Really? There's a website called nuts.com. People call and order all kinds of nuts. You name a nut.
But I don't see a lot of people, maybe the peanuts that you buy that aren't in the shell.
There's all these different, like there's a licorice website. There's a caramel website.
Well, there's a website for literally everything you can think of.
You can just get anything you want.
I know. Most of us have known that for many years.
But, you know, I enjoy a good salted-in-the-shell peanut.
You can get personalized Oreos.
Really?
Yeah.
No idea. 869-1240. The phone number is down in the West Wichita basement studio. We've got Game 2 of the Guardians-Tigers series on. Looks like a lovely day in Cleveland.
Aren't they all, though?
Packed house. Watching a pitcher's duel to this point. Between Matthew Boyd and Tarek Skubal. And we'll see if that holds up. I would imagine it would. Boyd's been pretty good since he arrived in Cleveland. They only want to get 4 or 5 innings out of him.
That's it.
Turn it over to the bullpen. The Tigers certainly want Skubal to go longer than that. But they also have a formidable bullpen.
It's okay.
With a lead.
Well, we're going to see what happens.
They had to go to the lesser used people in their pen the other day, and it wasn't as good. They had a bullpen game in game one.
Well, they started their bullpen ace, and we got 5 off of them.
Well, their bullpen ace is a bullpen ace, not a starter.
No, that was the decision they made. Reese Olson pitched great. They could have started him.
That's how they. That's how they've gotten to this point. I'm not going to question A.J. Hinch, nor should you. And just looking at our phone, I thought you didn't do this when you were up on defense.
I only do it when we're on defense.
Do you enjoy being over here watching a game?
No, I don't. And I'm looking forward to you not being around.
What?
For
That's
the
a terrible thing
for the,
to
for
say.
The game.
That could be misconstrued.
Not that way. I just, you know, I would like to watch the game in solace.
You'd like me not to be talking.
Solace.
The problem is, I've got 15 more or 10 more minutes of a radio show to do. You'd love it if I just sat over here. But this is what we get paid to do.
What am I going to do? I'm not. It's not like I'm going to be talking if you're not talking. I'll just be doing play-by-play of the baseball game.
I'm more interested in seeing what these people are telling me on Twitter. Right now I've got 23 people who think, hey, good, you're leaving.
At least.
That I don't know what to think of that. Couldn't they throw in a man, we'll be sorry to see you go?
I mean, you would think.
I got nobody who says, I'm sorry to see you go.
I don't think anybody who's still on Twitter cares about who comes and who goes. They know they're on a dying ship. A sinking ship. A dying...
The problem is, I enjoy the update. So I just don't know what to do. I enjoy the updates on news and sports and scores and
yes.
Do I just follow only those people?
No, you go to CNN.com or whatever, NBC.com or CBS.com or KWCH.com and find the news that way. ESPN will give you the baseball or the sports. MLB will give you the baseball.
But it doesn't come directly. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. You might have to look a little harder for it.
You get spoiled in this world. Something bad's going to happen.
Not bad, but I don't like
well,
it.
Well, I'm sorry. Apparently, they're going to get 2 on with 1 out.
Apparently.
Is that what I'm... Is that what I'm... You're letting Matt Vierling get on?
He's a good player, and he had a good at bat.
Oh, you walked him. First and second, 1 out.
Boyd will struggle with a walk every now and then. Might be time to go get him.
Really?
Yes.
This early?
Yes.
I think you got to give him one more hitter. What'd you think of Terry Francona being brought in to manage the Reds?
Absolutely hated it.
Just down the road from
Cleveland. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing, Tito? Does nostalgia or a love of a community mean anything to you? He can't throw strikes.
Well, I mean, listen, he's taking a good young team.
They're an okay young team.
No, they're an yeah. You're right, but it's a young team with a high ceiling.
They could be good, and he's probably the type of manager who will get their potential out of them, whatever that may be.
And that potential's pretty high.
We think it is,
both on the mound and in the lineup.
We think it is.
No, I know it is. Remember now, you're talking to a guy who knows talent.
Who's a guy you think this year didn't have the year that you'd expect?
Spencer Steer.
He had a pretty good year. I don't know if he's better than that.
Matt McClain didn't play.
That's true, but oof.
Marte didn't do a whole lot. Noelle Marte
he was terrible.
A good player.
He could be.
Tyler Stevenson had a decent year, but he's got a high upside.
Christian Encarnacion Strand missed a lot of time.
But
he was bad when he played.
Jonathan India, I think he's a good player. And then that pitching staff has a bunch of guys. Bunch of young guys. Now, whether they pan
Hunter
out.
Green was very good, though.
Right. Whether they pan out, that's a good managing. Uh-oh.
No.
Not good?
We're good.
That's not. Now you got me rattled. I don't care about this
You
game.
Should be a little
Can't
rattled.
Can't stand either of these teams. I like what Cincinnati has.
You're a little worried that they got a real manager now.
Well, I am a little worried.
But we'll see. He's also 65.
But what I want the Cardinals to do and commit to is rebuilding and understanding how important it is to get the draft working better, to develop players.
So are your manager and president of operations, are they just figureheads now? Are they going to be actually influencing any
They'll
of this
They'll be influencing a little bit, but Heim Bloom is now calling most of the shots, in my opinion.
And what are we – is this a ceremonial? What are
Pretty
we doing?
Pretty much. They're just not wanting to fire Mozeliak. He's been there all the time, and they're giving him one more year to whatever.
Let him go out when his contract ends.
But Heim Bloom is going to be deeply involved in everything that happens.
Well, that's good for you.
You understand that?
I do.
And I'm good with that.
Good.
He's much easier to listen to than the smug, arrogant John Mozeliak.
Well, it looks like those days are over then for you.
He does a very poor job communicating.
Will he even be in front of the cameras?
Yes, he says he will, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I have to listen to him for another year.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're my age, you don't know how many of those years are left.
You never know, even when you're my age.
You don't, but you don't acknowledge it. You live a fancy-free, footloose life. When I was 41, I never thought, man, what if this...
What is fancy-free?
A fancy-free. No fanciness.
Why not?
Just a footloose life.
That seems fancy to me, like dancing and stuff.
But not fancy dancing.
Only if you're allowed to dance.
You only dance to a point.
Not fancy dancing.
Right. Why are you mocking me?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I hate baseball. I hate your team because you need to do a better job of...
I'm so here. I think you're checked out a little bit.
Somebody on Facebook says, just leave it. Just walk away, breathe, be free. Is that someone I want to listen to? I've never met that person.
Then maybe yes. Maybe no. I don't know. It's not a person who has a vested interest.
Someone else I never met says, I like X for following the stock market and sports. Facebook for friends, events, and preferred news sources.
We know you don't follow the stock market, so...
I follow the stock market.
On Twitter? On X?
No, on my phone. I'm here to tell you misinformation is everywhere. Everybody is a sucker for fake news and misinformation. You can find whatever you want to believe. Is there an accurate?
That's 100% accurate.
It's so hard. So hard to make
these
decisions.
It's a tough world we live in.
I just want to
be. You got to be steeled and tough to get through it.
Why are you even trying to talk?
Are
you really staying at my house to watch this game? Will you take care of the dog?
I'll take care of Misty. She'll be hanging out with me.
Well, I hope you're going to go upstairs to watch it.
Why?
Because she'll want to be upstairs when I leave.
Well, just turn it on for me then.
I'll make it happen. Time has never gone more slowly than it is right now.
I don't disagree.
I've used every t- talking point I can. Oh, how about this? Now, explain to me, and we just have a minute left, Vanderbilt beating Alabama.
Don't get it.
That is the most ridiculous score and upset maybe of my lifetime, unless, like people are saying, the transfer portal has just made this so...
I mean, you can easily say that. I can't say that. I don't know what Vanderbilt has brought in via the transfer portal or if Alabama has been weakened that significantly. They were the number one ranked team
in
the country.
Is it more interesting with this kind of dynamic?
No, I don't think so. I don't want to see Vanderbilt beating Alabama. That's not what I signed up for. I want good programs to be good. If Vanderbilt
wants...
What
if there are no more good programs?
If Vanderbilt wants...
they're just all going to be kind of the same?
That's what I'm saying. If Vanderbilt wants to be 11-2, then I'm in favor of that. But if they're going to be 8-5, and yeah, you know, just don't beat Alabama.
All right, we are done for today. We'll be back tomorrow. We hope you are as well. Thank you for listening. See you then.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.